Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
After that, in 2 weeks, or you're for 8 months, no way. So I went before the Lord because we all liked him. Father, so then I never be see. I didn't know. Yeah, there. Wasn't that old? But they are there. What is happening to us? What is wrong with our time? What is the real issue? What is the real problem? And what the Lord told me was that he said, I have saved him from going to hell. I saved him from going to the pit. I was shocked, not knowing. So there was a confirmation from 3 people that the reason why he died that way was because of certain things that he was involved in that we are not aware of. And the lack of spiritual growth. So many people are faking Christianity in the church, including the pastors and the leaders. We are faking, yeah, faking. Hallelujah. Jesus. So, how to examine yourself in the faith? How to examine yourself in the faith? How many of you want to know? And I'm asking a question. Do you have the kind of faith that you can examine? How many of you are having the required faith that needs to be examined? How you didn't do? Huh? I do want to know. Is that because, hey, move your mind here. Move your mind here. Because I might be assuming. Say me ya dear, but na me ya dear. I preach these messages and I test your ability to respond to the word of God. And when I said there's no word, actually there's no transformation. The transformation is not how well you'll be successful. That's what the kind of transformation God is looking for. Huh? The transformation is your ability to build into the character of God and to have the genuine desire for his presence. That is where transformation takes place. The average believer has that natural desire. Or pentem kama sande aba. Oh, they make a. Or pentem no akonya mi fie. David, he had the covenant in the Bible. He said he was dancing. When the he was a lover of God. He knew say he had weaknesses, but he didn't allow it to put him away. So God, take everything away from me. You can take everything, but not your presence, not your spirit. Oh. That's a transform. So David experienced what we call grace in his time. Do you know why? Because he matured. He loved to be in God's presence. Many of you don't have that. Sunday is like a work. Yeah. To many people, so going to church on Sunday is like a burden. But he's a Christian. He says he's a Christian. But I saw the choir anything. Sunday night, when you see it at our day, Natadia, if you want to man, sorry. Master, or yare, yare, we are from Christian. Who see what are Sunday? Sunday and upper the whole week, what didn't quassy, what do I believe didn't quassy as him? I could do the whole week. Sunday, then I mean, here on some of us who's who, Yama. Huh? Sabbath day, now the moment I mentioned, who are busy seeing Yama, who's seeing Yama Sunday? Who didn't Yami want that yet? Auntie, yeah. Nami, may I ready? I'm about it. Yeah. Why won't it ya? You're busy. Why won't it ya? Who's seen your man to me? Sanity. Sandy, I'm not sure. Who's seen your man? Sanity. Next week, Sandy, you're back. China, you're seen your man. Yeah. You're quite sure. I'm not sure. If you're here, when you and two in Nimpo. To my, see your man. You're two at the same bar at 20. Because you can't be so. You're moving from my end. This is a baby. My miss can't come at all. Washing machine. that's how many of us are behaving towards God. So angels find a lot of people in churches strange. Sometimes they are asking, where are these people coming from? Yeah, are they part of the ecclesia? Because they know those that belong to God. Many angels know those who belong to God and those who don't. Like Jacob, they knew, said Jacob was part of God's people, God's plan. They didn't visit Esau. I didn't think that Jacob, they could humble for, I didn't know what that baby or dying. Because it was God's arrangement. And the angels also encountered him. Is somebody get what I'm saying at all? There is a certain things God cannot reveal to you in the dream. It's because you are not part of the ecclesia. In the last day, shall pour out all the spirit of all flesh. Huh? The young men shall see visions. Men servant and man servant shall prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams. It is only when you are part of his kingdom that he can do that with you. So let me ask a question again. What kind of faith do you have that it can be examined? That's the question I'm asking. Me bisajide be nekita ebetu makase. Yeah, sware. Huh? And I ye bisa honsem. Say, me jide no Christo. Munu jide no Christo. Mune papa. It's a pity. When I look at many of you and I look at many Christians, and me to me share Christo, me say, eradinti ebane sing. Ebane sing. Sometimes you hear men of God preach, they don't have any word. They don't have any word. Those are those that will tell you, lift up your leg, lift up your hand, lift up your chest. They don't have any word. That's why they tell you to lift it up. They don't have any word. Now, 17. I say, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. This is where we can now begin to examine your faith. Did you become one spirit with God that your faith can be said, say it can be examined? What does it mean to be one spirit with God? But he that is joined unto the Lord, unto who? Is what? One what? Spirit. Have you been joined unto the Lord? That is why the faith that can be examined can start from. That's why when you are very off, you can examine your faith. Because first, you were supposed to be joined to who? Our faith is for us to be joined to the Lord in one spirit. I don't know whom I'm preaching to this morning. You see, you are dealing with something very sensitive here. Yeah. So, how many of you in the first place you have been joined to the Lord? Yeah. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So, have you been joined unto the Lord from the beginning of your faith? Because the beginning of this Christian faith is that we are joined unto the Lord. We are joined unto him. Yeah. So, have you ever been joined unto the Lord? For the many years you've gone to church, you've been in church, you've been praying in tongues, you've been fasting, you've been praying for breakthroughs and all that, you've been praying the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you ever been joined unto the Lord? Were you ever joined to the Lord? Lift up, let me see. All hands are down. You see the challenge you are facing here. Likewise, in the many mega churches that you find, they said they have never, ever, ever so far been joined unto the Lord. So, in the first place, that kind of faith cannot be examined. That's what I said. You can't examine. How are you going to examine that? He has never been part of it. So, how then do you examine such a believer of his faith or her faith in the Lord? Because your faith must be examined in the Lord. So he said, examine yourself if you are still in the faith. But I will not assume that you are in the faith. I'm not assuming. No, that's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is that I'm trying to find out as much as I need to teach and I'm about to teach it. If you even have the faith for us to examine. So for you to know that you have the faith, you know, this is where it starts from. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto who? The Lord. But he that is joined, were you ever joined unto the Lord? Have you ever been joined unto the Lord? Then we can examine your faith. Then your faith can be examined. Because you were joined unto the Lord from the beginning of your faith in Christ. From your declaration of being a believer or a child of God or a Christian. Okay? Means that you were joined unto the Lord and you were actually practically joined unto him. So, because of the experience of you being joined to the Lord, you can examine where you have fallen off so that you can go back to your first love. Is somebody get what I'm saying at all? So, I'm asking a question. Have you ever been joined to the Lord? Is it not a fair question to ask? Am I asking a fair question? Yeah. Have you ever been joined? Have you ever been part of the Lord? But he that is joined unto the Lord is one in spirit. Have you ever been one with the Lord in spirit? Only Christo in the back home. I said, I'm making something. I see. Yeah. And maybe you came now, Christo in the back home. They be watching. Ube usampa. Me kuno ame mawara nimpre. Maybe you came no. Mene no yente mawa. Me chira what this statement means. This is how you know, say you have the faith in the Lord that can be examined. So I'm repeating it again. And I want this thing to be strong on your memory, on your thinking. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. One. So it means the way Jesus thinks, that's how you think. The way he behaves, that's how you behave. The things he likes, that's what you like. The things he dislikes, that's what you dislike. That's what it means. That's what this statement means. You are joined to the Lord in one spirit. And I'm asking a question. Since you claim to be a believer, a child of God, or a Christian, since you started going to church, has this been your testimony? Is this the foundation of your faith that you are joined unto who? The Lord. Is that the case? So you see why many Christians cannot even, they don't even know how to examine their faith. Because they have never been part of the Lord. What a pity. You are in church, but you are going to hell. Yeah. So if you are sorry, then you are going to hell. Sorry, they are here. Yet you have a fair, nicely dressed, everything. But God knows, rapture bar. Save you, ABA, no, I become. Only. Until the land of power, there are 70 families so brown. So near, only minimo. If you hear the Lord says, I don't know somebody, then you say, onim nipa no. Okay. If the Lord does not know, I means this. You were never joined with him in spirit. In what there be. There be. That's why he doesn't know you. He knows those that are one with him in spirit. They are one. They are knitted. Their soul is knitted to him. So they die for Christ. They live for Christ. Somebody get what I'm saying? They don't entertain what is called sin in any case or in any form because they are one with the Lord. Have you ever been such a believer? Are you that kind of a Christian that God can have confidence in to say, this is my child? So, can I teach you how to examine your faith? How can I teach you what you don't even know? That you have the faith that can be examined. I can't go on and teach. Because this one. 1 Corinthians 6:17 is one of the most powerful scriptures for a believer to read, to come across. But he that is joined to the Lord is one in spirit. You begin to say, hey, everybody, I'm quite sorry, sir, so am I joined with you? Some of you are joined to organization, institution of a church. But the Lord himself, you don't know him. He too doesn't know you. There's no oneness in the spirit. We have to stop wasting time. There's a lot of wasting time among churches and believers. The wasting time is too much. We have to stop wasting time. We have to start stop wasting time. We are wasting a lot of time, a lot of precious time. Till when are you going to grow? Till when are you going to stop forgetting what you hear? Till when? That ben and yamebe ebe entertainers has to buy. Till when? You hear something, you have forgotten. You heard the message, you heard the preaching, you don't remember. What is wrong with you? What do you want God to do with you? What else again do you want God to do? So what I say? So he said, you are not joined to the Lord. This is where we begin the faith. Okay. Now, when you are joined to the Lord, okay, and you have the faith, and you veer off from not being joined to him again, this is how you can examine. I'm helping you so that when you become joined to the Lord practically and truly, truly, okay, and sincerely, and genuinely, what you need to do to examine yourself if you are veering off is this. So I'll go ahead all the same and teach. Okay? For the sake of teaching. I get what I'm saying. Not for the sake that you have the faith to examine. Somebody get what I'm saying? I'm teaching for the sake of teaching. Not because you have the faith for me to help you to examine that you are in the faith. And become more confused. You are becoming confused in your iniquity. No. Somebody say, Yehovah, mercy. Asofo, hwe unni me gina hansi sawo. Me hunhun mu yem bibi. I feel say wo hun. There is something that God is about to do awon hwe. Obeje Jesus fu breesi o. Yeah, I feel it. I'm a prophet, so I'm discerning the times ahead. There are times ahead coming. There are things coming on. God is now trying to round up his people. So for God to instruct me, say, build the ecclesia, and the HSA, now maybe I'll be preaching as a fool. They need the no befa. Yeah, baby, you are seeing air con. Are you serious? As someone can already. As if you are seeing the baby do baby, a baby very unbearable for people. Inti, yes, Christ to a befa the any dear. Na or the call. Na the baby see, ne be twaso, na twaso. That's what Jesus Christ is trying to do now. So the Lord is trying to gather the ecclesia, his church, for the rapture. That's what is happening. Because we are very close to it. Very close to the rapture. Hear me. I'm preaching and I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, there's something ahead that is giving me the agency to preach the way I'm preaching. And I'm sensing, say, it is because now Christ is about to gather his people unto himself. He's about to take his bride unto himself. And many of us who profess Christianity are not actually part of his bride. So he's now trying to help. He said, "What sorry keke u na unka u sana nyame e patchre ya kwa sorry keke ba encounter nyame pe se afodi e baba e ne yire na afi why then we shim yako and he cannot receive us." No, do you know the duty of Christ to the church? When you read the book of Ephesians, it says that and Christ will wash us through the cleansing of the word that we may become a bride unto him. So the word of God is supposed to wash us, to make us pure. One said he's working on this thing to be joined to the Lord. So to be done to the Lord, there must be cleansing of what? The word, which is water. The cleansing of water, which is the word. And this is how you can make it to the rapture. These are the kind of believers that Christ will rapture. So there are days ahead of us. May say, Bisan Utu in Namaba rapture. Namaba rapture. Send Obo rapture. Okay. Indeed, then now you are found. You see, so there's no agency even to your own soul. You have no agency to your faith. You are not even thinking about your state of your spiritual being. Say, indeed, if Christ will rapture the church, I shall be raptured. Critical moment, critical times. Okay, now let's go into it. There are three major ways to examine yourself in the faith. Three major ways to examine yourself in the faith. Three major ways to examine yourself. That is, we are assuming that you have that faith. So, the first one is examine the state of your heart. To examine the state of your heart. The first way to examine yourself in the faith. A quiet dicker but who said, "Oh, did you know? Hey, I was so a coma, baby." Examining the state of your heart. Examining the state of your heart. Now, to examine yourself in the heart, what does is that? You have to now begin to check if you are broken when you sin. Or when you become more hardened when you sin. That is how the examining of the state of your heart looks like. Yeah. Afobo say, "Udi bonan tin kabiem." Say, "Why you bibi ehun?" And as udi boni, are you broken by it? And a brokenness na make kana, any brokenness na me ma san ko di boni no. Debi, any no bi. Brokenness e ma wu jai. Having quiet thing. No wonder apostles, disciples, yes. Someone can hear you. Do I plan a bit more heavy? My papa. They wouldn't be saying to ink. I say, with God, all things are possible. And I may pen a bit in the park of heaven. I'm telling you. So the best thing to do is join yourself to the Lord. Do this. And save yourself. Save the headache of trying to make the effort. You are making the effort. You saw by effort. You think Uncle Betu Uncle Untu me did that I? Movies didn't tell me to have me preach. Say, I have surrendered unto God. Though. I live for God. I die for God. Simple. Even though my flesh has suffered for it, I have accepted that reality. Let my flesh suffer for my oneness with the Lord. So now, the first way to examine your faith in the Lord, examining the state of your heart, and it is done through the discerning of how you respond to when you sin. Are you broken when you sin? Or are you more hardened when you sin? How many of you, when you sin, you regret? How many of you, when you sin, you regret? Okay. How many of you, you repeat the regretting of that sin? Okay. So, you are not broken. So you see, you don't have that brokenness. So what you have is the hardening of the heart. That is what is causing many believers to believe in a lie. That my abon, my son abon, the fatten, I'm going to me. Me dibium cry, I'm going to betcher me. In terms of, whenever you are addressing issue of sin, there is this contention with many believers where you feel like, usuro se, obesa ye bonini biyum. Because unji unhu disobey ye. And I command ne repente ye. Because I didn't think that you catch me every preacher and say me dibon and ye, but me koko dibon na me serebon ne fatche, ma send dibia serebon ne fatche, me dibiem, ma san serebon ne fatche, na me dibon na me serebon ne fatche, minim se enye, berade, enye easy, enye easy, enye easy, enye easy. Sana, a Christopher no baba, umbo, bravo. Early church, no man, let's out. I feel about us. Into, na me won't call for the better too. It is judgment. You are go call the early church. I'm more and more. Mumma Bomatang. Homanimbi. Munyan. Bomatang. Almost on me to someone. It's more musham when I'm on Mesham. Namu has said, Omo come who be a. I can come on floor member. Ebia 18 years old, Gabby. I a kunu. While I a noom. All of a gentleman names of food for the semi. What I just say? I don't mean Baba Jan. I say, Abra, Boadiot. Boadie, anya kama nyinse wate ohono nya menya nyinse mo ho moso bi odi 18 wuye ono ofro se bra na mbu atan e bitum na chemensa. We were the early church na e hwe musu no ban a wonim dua kra chese unkan hu bi into ohono na nya mi acha se meja na Jesus so ye di na otro ya into mu hu ni sen nya me mo nka ho ye wu sa what I say onka se adi ni eye ye no. Any new share, and yet to me so when you. But woman, woman, and falla, but bonnet on my debt. Or dip on this sub on the fetcher, dip on what's a sub on the fetcher. They said dip on and near Sansa sub on the fetcher. You see what I did? It's not easy. It's not easy. No, or share that time. Oh, no. Every day they were living with their head on the plate. And they died that way too. Uncle Dibonny, I'm casting a me, you be one until into me dip on your fetcher. They didn't have such false faith. Hey. May hank off when they were facing death. Obi on ma and can neck is your sumna gave satama. Ya bell lines and say the fan say to me and the debony. Now ya yama nyamia justify your woe for him no as a way of escape. Whilst we're living nothing. So it's not just about dying. It's not just about being killed because of your faith. Well, are you even living for the Lord in the first place? Are you joined with the Lord? Are you one with the Lord? Okay. So now, let me give you scriptures, even from the Old Testament, from David. Mount Joel, he was examining himself. David was examining himself. Mame, Psalm 4:4. The book of Psalm chapter 4, the verse number 4. I say, stand in awe and sin not. Oh God. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart, with your own what? And no akumandi kasa. And then do akuma hum komo. Ah, so already. David catch him no say yentina sene aya yeni yakuman kasa. I say, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. And be still. Then Selah. So what is Selah say? Pondering. Take it into your thoughts. David said, the orcas is here. How many of you know how to do this? If you don't know how to do this, you are never spiritual. You are never spiritual. What problem? If you are here and you don't have this kind of attitude, you have a big problem. You have a big problem. I said, what down passwa? And no akumandin komo and go help no. And no akumanya den and din komo on passo. And go see kuntuas in din kwasi asem. Obisem patro you. Hallelujah. Obisem patro you. Jesus Christ. Somebody here with me. Osim patcho you. Hallelujah. No kan wakan. Cause on yebi. Stand in awe. Into the first you have to stand in awe. Be surprised about yourself. Ma unya wanwa. The all patcher no the devil was saying. Aya waha ma unya wansi into who's the utie. Aya ofe. Fake ou fakey. Faking bebrebe. Aya mao. Oba sorry de ma oya unhu spiritual no. Uhu mwa. Aya ofe. We need to need you who send oti we need you suba kita wo pe wo person o suba nti sa ya o to be jitu mikase me de sa na mete ya ya and the devil say anka Nti aya jina homa honya honwa. Ma honya honwa. Sana David ka o o kuwa ha o jina ho a. Nti ne so o jina honya ndai o. Jina ho a. Hwe ho mre no say he honwa honwa. Kojo honwa honwa papa. You are very I stand in awe of you. Look at your face. I stand in awe. A very silly and a stupid boy. Do you know that? What do you want time kakra? What do you want to say? I say, I'm sure. Hey, Kojo, don't throw up to know. When you be, put on our hair. You are standing in awe of pornography. Can you imagine? You are amazed by the skills you are watching. Hallelujah. Stand in awe. And also then, and sin not. And go deep bunny. So if you are sinning, there's no way you can examine the state of your heart. If there's sin taking place, can I must put some people here? Say, give me some livelihood from you. Give me attitude of somebody who is eager to listen to what I'm saying. There's a way to receive the word of God. A man of fire like this, preaching like this. When I hear men of God preaching like this, even on television, sometimes I'm watching meet men of God. Me to me so jana me yeah, bisan obe kachel bisan. Where who me da? To me TMS say, ask me mwa sorry them. Bisan many bra brain. Na me yes shaba katapa na me namo. When I hear certain messages, be a ayo on fire, masa. Me the bottle me preaching him on tete bam bam bam. I just say unyo aju sobe jabo nindi. And no problem. Who must want to be jai? Let's continue. I said I'm not teaching Hashem, but Lama, let me just say in Jabundi, Kabadi Sabia, in JD, on Jai, Kodibon, and one so nobody won't mean Jai. I owe there, Jesus, Bonnie owe them, I sold them. I said, when you're not Papa Birin, ah, and so can I hire the Iambre? Oh, many and one more tag, I say, ah, it's sweet me, sweet you, Jesus Christ. And sin not, and sin not. And go deep on it and sin not. Commune with your heart, with your own heart, upon your bed and be still. And no akuma ending komo. And no akuma nyinkita ho. Mundin komo famo. Na afe yes still. Tnasi, nibisa won se. And then pan how. And that's same. After the nyami mammy niichi na me. And then pan ma fe me free nyame ho sa. And then a mean yo yasu my me desa. I just have feared me. What has made me easily forget about my God? What is so pleasurable to me that I can't live for my Lord? What is so pleasurable? Yeah. This is what you are supposed to be doing. That's how you examine your heart. You do baby, because I send out the new day jai for a season. Would they say 1 week crowd a jai? That's not say. What dear 1 week in every 1 week in a jai fire dear. Then mama come and free me. See, when you tell Jesus, I love you, and you are struggling to prove that, you don't love him. With the Lord, what you do is that you carry your cross and follow him. So you die to self, and you are ready to lose anything for him. Anything at all. He who does not hate his father, he who does not hate his mother, he who does not hate her husband, he who does not hate his wife, he who does not hate his or her children, is not worthy of me. You don't put anything first than your God, no matter how close or how much you love. You can never allow them to affect your salvation and your joining to your Lord. Never.
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.